We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, if you missed it last night on their show or missed it on his Twitter account over the weekend, two legendary Bobs got together in Charleston, South Carolina last Friday night as Bob Winowski was in attendance to see Bob Seger in concert. And then They had a hang.
That's right.
They had a hang where they just watched some hoops and just kind of hung out. Is that kind of how it went there, Woach?
Oh, it was so cool. Lo, these many years, Bob Seger has wanted to meet me, and we finally put it together.
Yeah, you arranged to. He flew you down. He flew you down, right?
Yeah, no. It was awesome. It was in Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah,
and Bob Seger couldn't have been nicer. And he's a huge sports fan, you know that?
Yeah, remember he used to be, he had Pistons season tickets.
Of course! Huge NBA fan, and he strongly endorses the TJ Hawkinson draft pick.
What is, now I don't remember, years ago there was a radio program called Stoney and, I forget
Lobo?
Forget the secondary guy, and you guys used to do these tournaments, and one of them was Greatest Bobs of All Time. How did, I believe it was won by the late Channel 4 reporter Big Bob Bennett.
Yes.
How did Bob Seger fare? Do you guys remember?
I think he did fairly well.
Okay.
I think he did, yeah, but that's a great question. I'll have to dig through my files and find that.
Did he bitch to you about that at all? He's like, hey, listen, you MF-er, I'm not letting you backstage with me.
No, he did not at all.
Okay.
And just as gracious as could be, you know, he's 74, and I swear, if I'm moving around like that when I'm 74, well, I'm not going to make it to 74. Who am I kidding?
Yeah.
But if I were to, oh, I'd be happy as a clam.
Well, look at Stoney. He's 74.
That's right.
He's enjoying life.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, I see you guys are definitely enjoying life based on the recent conversation of what you guys are eating over there.
No, that's Heather.
No,
that's
no.
Not, that's Heather, yeah.
Oh, it's just Heather Sparks.
Yeah. So, Woj, I have a thought on this John Beilein situation.
Okay, let's hear your thought.
So he's left Michigan. And, you know, in the first 2 days, it was really just shock and sadness, I think, about Michigan. Michigan basketball's over, okay? So if you're Tom Izzo, and I'm going to put this in the paradigm of the Michigan-Michigan State rivalry.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Let's face it. Beilein was the biggest rival Izzo had from Michigan during his time at Michigan State. Nobody else came close,
all
right? Now, I would think, oh, Beilein's out of here. Izzo is throwing a small party up in his office in East Lansing. But what if Michigan brings in Billy Donovan? What if Michigan brings in Chris Beard? Okay, and I don't know if those things are possible or not, but let's just say for the sake of argument, don't you think Tom Izzo is going to, like, all of a sudden clean up the confetti and put the corks back in the champagne and go, oh no. Like, is there a chance Michigan basketball can come out of this better than they were under John Beilein?
Well, there's a chance, and the first part of your premise, and so I don't think Izzo, like, necessarily celebrated because, I mean, he did fine. I mean, Beilein gave him the greatest challenge he'd had since he'd been there, but he did fine against him, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not saying it wasn't, like, one-sided, but,
No, I know.
They went back and forth.
There is a chance. I think it's going to be difficult because of the timing and money. I mean, Billy Donovan seems to have emerged as kind of the hot number one candidate, although that's just coming from, I think, Michigan people's wish list.
You're right, speculation, exactly.
Yeah. And he makes a ton at Oklahoma City, and the story was when he left Florida after two national titles that he was sick of the recruiting grind as well back then. So who knows, Chris Beard, but he just signed a ginormous contract with Texas Tech. So is there a chance they could come out better? Yeah, there is, because the one thing is that turned out to be, you know, Beilein's, I wouldn't say his undoing, is that he didn't get the biggest recruits, but he developed them so damn quickly there was no continuity because they kept going pro. So maybe somebody can change that. I think it's that upper tier, which, by the way, and I trust Jamie and Stoney were not part of this. Rick Pitino is not.
No. No.
Right?
No.
You kind of were, weren't you?
No, I was anti-Patino. I said they should call like Brad Stevens and Jay Wright, even though they'd say no. But
whatever. Right. Somebody, either it was Brendan Quinn or Nick, I forget, somebody on Twitter yesterday said Brian Ellerbe has a better chance of being the next Michigan basketball coach.
And
than
I actually
Patino.
Think that's true.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, but could they come out better if they get one of those guys? If they quote-unquote settle, LaVal Jordan from Butler, he had a rough year, but obviously has a connection. At least that way you would have continuity, because I think you would keep your staff together if that happened. There was one other name. On the little Bogey and Wojo show last night, somebody called in and were like, you know, enough of the stupid idea, you know. Brad Stevens, of course, would be great, but he's not going to leave the Celtics. And somebody said, what about Mark Few? And, you know, at Gonzaga. And like, well, he's kind of a Western guy, grew up in Oregon and stuff. And they said, if you looked at how little money he makes like $1.7 million. Michigan could easily double that, right?
Listen to Stoney and Wojo talking about how little $1.7 million is.
Oh, my.
It's like the olden days.
Come on, we're talking college basketball coaches.
Okay, but here's the thing about Mark Few, and I think this is what I did not realize about John Beilein. And you know what, Woj? And I love you like a brother, you know that? Or actually an older brother.
But I
think this is true of you as well. And I don't mean this as an insult, because it's true of me. I think Mark Few and Wojo and me and Stoney, we are content.
Yeah.
We're content. We like doing what we're doing. Whereas John Beilein clearly has an itch and he wants to go scratch it. And God bless him for doing it. I think he's going to regret it. But you know what? He doesn't have any more chances to try. I think Mark Few is like, you know what? I like it here. Just like Wojo, you should be on Around the Horn every day. But instead you're like, no, you know, I like doing my Detroit News thing here.
Well, I am on Around the Horn. You haven't watched it? No, I'm not.
No.
No, of course, why wouldn't he be content? He gets to, like, beat up on that crappy little conference every year, right? And get a one or a two seed. No, I totally get that. I'm just, the one thing is the money thing, and maybe that's not a factor at all. I really do think Ward Manuel, you know, we can say aim high. Shouldn't skimp, of course. But, yeah, I think he should start aiming high with some of those candidates. And if they're not logical, then, you got to find your own Beilein, too. Beilein was not a home run hire 12 years ago.
I gave some yesterday. Put on your Domus cap. Who's it going to be? I mean, who cares if you're right or wrong?
I do.
Yeah, I do.
I demand accuracy.
From Domus, not from Wojo.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I would say, I do think they're going to certainly explore about Chris Beard, but he's also a Texas guy, you know, when he come there. You know an interesting name I've heard floated around a little bit? Dana Altman at Oregon.
Ah, the boys in the booth were discussing that name yesterday.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I like that one.
He spent a long time at Creighton. He's Beilein-ish, I think.
Doesn't wear a jacket when he coaches? Fierce Beilein-ish.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I was saying, you know, talking about, you know, familiarity and contacts. Mike White at Florida, I didn't realize his father is Kevin White, who's the athletic director at Duke, was at Notre Dame, and his brother replaced Ward Manuel as Buffalo's athletic director, and there's a connection there. The guy I also mentioned yesterday was the guy from Iowa State, Steve Prohm, who I've heard great things about. But
well, Mike White from Florida does actually make some sense. Again, I think you kind of have to look. I haven't looked at what he makes money-wise, but, I mean, these things are factors. Although I don't think the figures haven't come out. I don't think Beilein jumped for money. I really don't.
No.
I think he jumped to get away from the college game that was, you know, roiling with nastiness and that nasty transfer portal and everything else. But, yeah, Mike White, certainly I have him on a list of people that they should think about. If you asked me right here, right now, and obviously you guys are not going to tape this at all or use it against me.
As Heather knows, we don't tape things people say on the radio and then play them back to damage them in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
Never.
I eat grass. if I had to guess right now, they're gonna aim high. They're going to shoot for somebody. The timing isn't going to be great. And they'll bring in LaVal Jordan from Butler, who had been there before, keep the band together, so to speak, the assistant coaches and stuff, and try to get it, keep it going a little bit. It's the timing is not helpful at all as far as finding someone. Although, if Billy Donovan is interested at all, well, then the timing's pretty good because he's out of the playoffs. So we'll see. I mean, for some reason, he has emerged as the favorite candidate of fans. I have no idea if it's realistic.
Well, I mean, he does have multiple national championships.
Yeah,
that helps, yeah.
Quick, the lottery last night, Zion will go to New Orleans if. Now, Gov brought out this theory. What if he hates New Orleans so much that he decides, you know what, I'm going to go back to school and not even be drafted? He has eligibility left. He's still going to class.
He doesn't have an agent.
And what if, to further that, he determines or finds out or talks to the unibrow, Anthony Davis, who says, dude, don't come here. I'm leaving. I'm sorry. They're going to try to convince me to stay, but I want to trade, and I still want to trade. I'm out of here. That could add to it, in which case the Pelicans could draft the best player in the draft, Ja Morant.
Oh, the anti-Zion train continues. I like it. I like it a lot.
I will say this. The ESPN broadcast, wasn't it kind of embarrassing, the focus on Zion? Like he was embarrassed. Like, they kept showing him and go, how you feeling now, Zion?
Yeah.
Hello. You nervous? And it's like, and he even admitted, like, it's embarrassing.
Well, in a way, it's like LeBron, right, in 2003, because you still have, you know, Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. A lot of good players were in that draft as well, but it was all about LeBron James.
Hey, Woj, by the way, what do you think of the pictures Heather took where all the people here at 97.1 turned into women?
Well, I saw Wojo's.
Oh, you saw Joe?
Heather, what do you think?
Well, I picked you to be more attractive over Bogey, so you look pretty good.
Okay, look at mine again. And for those who don't know, what it's like, some sort of one of those apps you kids use that change.
Snapchat.
Yeah, whatever. Change your face into the other sex. And it really does dial you up, I'll be honest. But if you look at my face, I've been accused if I had pigtails that I would look like Miss Piggy.
Oh!
Do I?
I didn't see that right off the bat, but... I mean, anything is possible.
The consensus is that I'm the ugliest by far, and I agree with that consensus.
Jamie, you did not turn out well at all.
Better looking right now, Gov as a woman or Heather Park? Go.
That's very close.
Yeah.
That is. Gov as a woman is, and I'll be honest, I surprised myself how I look there.
Well, I haven't seen you. Where are you on the website?
It was on 97.1's Facebook story.
Oh, take a look.
Okay.
Looked at me and I said, you know what? I would do me. I would.
Wojo, I heard Kyle last night. Kyle told me that you were like all into me, like you're hot and bothered practically.
Oh, no. I said, Gov. I wasn't hot and bothered. I said, Gov, shockingly, was probably the best looking.
Without
Absolutely.
A doubt. Without a doubt, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a MILF. I never got this many compliments in one day of my the rest of my life as a male, as I did in one day as a female.
I've never gotten gotten a compliment. Period.
Yeah, Jamie, I don't know why you turned out to be an ugly lady. Why did that happen?
Because I'm an ugly dude, and they just took my features and accentuated them. You know, it's kind of what happens.
Well, we're kind of ugly too, and we turned out very. Sexy.
All right, Bob. Good talking to you. Don't forget to the Bogey and Wojo show tonight, right leading up to Tiger Baseball.
I'm going to go look at my photo again.
97 won the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.